The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Some families pass down eye color, some pass down height, or a familiar laugh, or the same stubborn streak that shows up generation after generation. In my family, what gets passed down is harder to explain. It doesn't show up on birth certificates or medical charts. It's something quieter. Something that announces itself slowly over time until you realize you've been living with it all along. For as long as I can remember, I've been able to sense things, not always see them, not always hear them clearly. Sometimes it's just a feeling, an awareness that something has entered a room or that something is about to happen before there's any logical reason to believe it will. It's never felt like a talent so much as a responsibility I didn't ask for. My mother, Mary, and my grandmother, Genevieve, had the same ability. Some people would call them mediums or seers, though they never used those words themselves. They treated it as something you lived with, not something you advertised. My father, Tom, believed none of it. He was practical, grounded, and firmly convinced that the world behaved exactly as it appeared to. Of all four of us children, one brother, two sisters, and me, I was the only one who inherited what my mother and grandmother carried. I didn't know that at first. What I knew was that things felt different around me. My mother grew up in a house on the outskirts of St. Mary's, Ohio, on Webb Street. It bordered three cemeteries, all within sight of the property. She hated being alone there, even in daylight. She told me it didn't matter what time it was. There were always sounds. Not the normal settling noises of an old house, but things that felt deliberate. Loud breathing, footsteps, knockings that came from places no one stood. Grandma believed some of the spirits came from the cemeteries themselves, wandering too close, or perhaps never leaving at all. That wasn't my mother's first exposure to the supernatural. Grandma had grown up in a haunted house as well, long before Webb Street. She once told me that her own mother had worked for a psychic, someone who warned her that a curse had been placed on their house because her father openly mocked the supernatural. After that, strange things began happening. Darning needles and horseshoe nails appeared in his food while he was eating. It went on until the psychic suggested hanging horseshoes on the north wall of every room and above every doorway. That was the moment my great-grandfather stopped laughing. By the time my mother was growing up on Webb Street, the activity was constant. Poltergeist-type disturbances mixed with full apparitions. Objects moved, things vanished and reappeared. Spirits were seen openly, treated almost like unwanted roommates rather than monsters. My mother lost 2 siblings at very young ages, deaths that seemed to deepen the activity rather than quiet it. One afternoon when she was 13, she and her siblings were sitting in the front room reading. Grandma was downstairs doing laundry. Near the front door was an end table with a lamp and the family Bible. Books and magazines were stacked neatly on top of it. Without warning, the books and magazines flew off the table. The Bible's cover opened and stayed upright, as if held by an invisible hand. Slowly, the pages began to turn. They screamed and ran past the table, the only exit from the room, while the pages continued lifting, held in place by something no one could see. When they reached the basement, they found their youngest brother already there with Grandma. He hadn't passed them. He hadn't left the room. Someone else had been sitting with them. That house also took Grandma's first child. She once described the moment she knew her baby wouldn't live. A small gray feather floated through the room, moving with purpose, passing the wood stove, drifting at shoulder height until it vanished into her son's crib. 2 days later, he died from a sudden illness. The feather was gone. The children hated walking home at night because they had to pass the cemeteries. One evening, they saw a man sitting on a fence near the railroad tracks. He looked like a hobo, but they could see through him. They ran the entire way home. By the time I was born, that house had already collected decades of stories, and when my mother brought me there as a newborn, something new appeared. A dog. She was lying on her old bed with me, resting, when she heard paws on the carpet. A dog walked into the room, panting softly, and sat beside the bed on the side where I lay. It was a beautiful German shepherd, solid, alert, watching me closely. My mother assumed someone had brought a pet over and sat up, noticing the paw impressions in the carpet. When she turned back, the dog had turned solid white and began to fade. It only appeared when I was there. Not long after that, a ghost child began appearing as well, about the age of Grandma's late son. It ran through the hallway, giggled, played with invisible toys. Grandma believed it was her child. Like the dog, it only appeared when I was present. Even as a young child, I could feel when something was near. When Grandma moved into a trailer later in life, the presence followed her. This one felt like an old man, curious but not malicious. The knockings continued. One morning when I was 8, 3 loud knocks sounded on the solid wood door, not the screen. No one stood outside. Grandma laughed and greeted whoever it was. The presence warned her of danger once, making a tremendous clatter in the kitchen when she'd forgotten to turn off the gas stove. She believed it saved her life. And when my parents built a new house and we moved in, the activity didn't stop. And one night after a nightmare about playing in a cemetery, I woke to see a woman standing in my doorway. She was solid white, tall, dressed in what looked like a Victorian gown, her collar tight under her chin. She filled the doorway completely. As my mother ran into the room, she passed straight through her, and the figure vanished. The cuckoo clock moved on its own. Footsteps paced the hallway. Visitors heard things we had learned to live with, and when I was 14, alone in my room, the breathing returned, and it grew louder until it was beside my ear. A hand pressed against my shoulder. Not violent, just present. I ran from the house, and from that moment on, I stopped pretending I was imagining things. As I got older, I stopped hoping the experiences would fade. That kind of hope only sets you up for disappointment. Instead, I learned to live with a quiet understanding that whatever followed my family through generations wasn't finished with me, and it wasn't interested in being ignored. It wasn't dramatic about it either. It didn't demand attention all the time. It simply showed up often enough to make sure I never fully forgot it was there. By the time I was a teenager, I understood that sensing things wasn't the same as being afraid of them. Fear had been replaced by something more complicated. Awareness. Responsibility. The uncomfortable knowledge that when something entered my space, I felt it long before there was any outward sign. The house my father built should have been different. New land, new walls, no history layered into the foundation. That logic made sense to him, and I think part of him believed it would finally put an end to what he saw as imagination fueled by family stories. But whatever this was didn't need old houses or cemeteries. It didn't need permission. The footsteps in the hallway became familiar. The sound of someone pacing back and forth, stopping just outside bedroom doors. The knockings on the walls came and went, sometimes sharp and deliberate, other times slow and rhythmic, as if someone were testing the structure. When cousins or friends stayed over, they heard it immediately. Most of them never stayed a second night. One cousin in particular lasted less than a day. He spent the night sweating under his covers, too terrified to move, listening to footsteps and knockings that never stopped. By morning, he was pale, shaken, and insistent that someone had been walking the hall all night. He left and never agreed to stay with us again. That was always the strange part. What felt manageable to us felt unbearable to outsiders. Living with it had changed our threshold for fear. We didn't dismiss it, but we didn't panic either. We listened. We paid attention. We adapted. The night I was 14 and home alone remains one of the clearest moments of my life. I was in my room, door closed, listening to music and trying to teach myself guitar. The footsteps started slowly, then turned into running, then into violent knockings on the walls. It felt like something was trying to get my attention and growing frustrated when it didn't succeed quickly enough. When I screamed for it to stop, it did. That silence was almost worse than the noise. I stood near the window debating whether to climb out when I heard breathing in the room with me. Not in the hall, not behind the door, right there. It grew louder until it was beside my ear, close enough that I could feel it. Then a hand pressed against my shoulder. Every finger, the weight unmistakable. It didn't hurt me, and that detail matters. It wanted to be known, not to cause pain. I ran from the house and waited outside until my family returned. When I told my mother what had happened, she didn't dismiss it. She told me about her own experience with breathing and an unseen hand back on Webb Street. That was the moment I understood this wasn't something unique to me. It was something inherited. My grandmother always said I was a magnet. I hated hearing that as a child, but as an adult, I understand what she meant. Some people don't attract these experiences. Others draw them in without trying. Not because they want to, but because they're open in a way that can't be fully closed. Loss became another Shito doorway. When my father-in-law passed away suddenly in 1988, the grief was heavy and raw. My husband and I were newly married, still trying to build a life that now felt uncertain. When I became pregnant later that year, we saw it as a gift layered over sorrow. Naming our son after his grandfather felt natural, like honoring a connection that hadn't been broken. One afternoon, while I was alone with the baby, I heard footsteps above me stop at his crib. I knew immediately who it was. There was no fear, only peace. I went upstairs expecting the room to be empty, and it was. But the feeling stayed. I felt him around my son often after that, quiet and protective. My husband never believed it. I didn't try to convince him. Some things don't need agreement to be real. As I grew into adulthood, another ability made itself known. I began to sense when conversations were final. When the words exchanged carried an ending no one else could feel yet. The first time it happened, I was on the phone with a coworker. A sudden wave of certainty washed over me, heavy and unmistakable. I knew I would never speak to him again. That night he died. The second time, it was a delivery woman at work. A casual conversation, nothing unusual, until the feeling hit. I asked her to be careful. She smiled and left. Hours later, she was killed in an accident. That night, as I lay in bed trying to push the knowledge away, a profound sense of peace settled over me. I checked the clock without knowing why. That was the exact moment she passed. These moments didn't make me feel powerful. They made me feel small. Because knowing doesn't grant control. It only grants awareness. After those moments, I stopped thinking of what I experienced as something extraordinary. It stopped feeling like a gift and stopped feeling like a burden. It simply became part of how I move through the world. Some people notice weather changes before storms. Some people can tell when a room has gone quiet for a reason. I notice presences, endings, shifts that haven't fully arrived yet. When my husband and I moved into another house years later on the other side of town, I didn't expect anything to follow us. I had learned by then that expectations don't matter much. The house had belonged to a close friend who loved smoking cherry pipe tobacco. It was a smell so specific, it felt stitched into memory. Years after he moved away and eventually passed from a massive heart attack, that scent would drift through our home unexpectedly. Not faint, not imagined, strong enough to stop us mid-conversation. It happened most often during construction or remodeling when walls were opened and closed again. My husband brushed it off as residual smell trapped somewhere in the structure, but I knew better. The timing was always too precise. The feeling that accompanied it was familiar and gentle, the kind that doesn't demand attention but doesn't allow denial either. In 2001, not long after Dale Earnhardt's death, I was in the basement cleaning my die-cast cars. I had the cabinet door open and was thinking about the wreck, about loss, about how quickly life can change. As I started to close the glass door, I caught a reflection behind me. A young man, maybe 18, standing just slightly off to my left. He was solid, clear, looking directly at me. When I turned around, there was no one there. I went upstairs to ask my son if he'd been in the basement. He hadn't. We were alone in the house. The reflection hadn't been his. I've often wondered who that young man was. No one had died in our home, but the neighboring house carried its own tragic history. A boy had taken his life in the basement years before we moved in. Whether the reflection belonged to him or someone else entirely, I don't know. I only know the feeling that accompanied it was not threatening, just present. That became the pattern. Presences that didn't seek to frighten me, only to be acknowledged. My cats noticed them too. They would fixate on empty spaces, follow invisible movement with their eyes, then relax again, as if reassured. Animals seem to understand things we insist on complicating. When my mother passed away in 2001, right before Christmas, I was the only one with her at the hospital. I knew she was already gone, even before the machines were turned off. She was still breathing, technically alive, but the feeling was unmistakable. She wasn't there anymore. When the nurse shut everything down and left the room, I stayed. I was there when she took her final breath. There were no visions, no dramatic signs, just absence. 2 weeks later, while lying in bed trying to rest before work, I heard my mother call my name. Twice. Her voice, her tone. The sound was filled with peace, not urgency. I've heard her since then at unexpected moments, often when I'm thinking about her. Sometimes a nightlight flickers without reason. I've replaced the bulb, checked the wiring. Nothing changes. It happens even when my father is visiting. My grandmother passed a few years after my mother. Since then, I've dreamed of them both often. In the dreams, they're younger, healthy, laughing, whole. I wake from those dreams comforted, not shaken. They don't feel like imagination. They feel like visits. One day, during a family gathering before my nephew left for the Air Force, I felt my mother's presence more strongly than I had in years. I was taking photos in the kitchen when it happened. Later, scrolling through the images, one photo stopped me cold. A large, perfectly defined orb hovered directly above my nephew's head. It appeared in no other picture, just that one. At that moment. Some people would dismiss it immediately. Dust, light, reflection. I understand that instinct. I've lived with it my entire life, but I also understand patterns, timing, and feeling when something aligns too closely to be coincidence. I'm older now. I still sense things. I still feel presences move through my life quietly, without spectacle. My son inherited the same sensitivity, though it expresses itself differently. He listens. He notices. He asks questions I once asked myself, and I don't try to shut it down anymore. I don't try to prove it either. I've learned that the supernatural, if that's what it is, doesn't always announce itself with fear. Sometimes it arrives as warning, sometimes as comfort, sometimes as a reminder that the people we love don't always leave in the ways we expect them to. This isn't a story with a clean ending. It never was. It's a continuation, a lineage, a thread passed from my grandmother to my mother. From my mother to me, and now forward again. I don't know where it will lead or how it will change over time. I only know that pretending it isn't there has never made it disappear. So I live with it. I listen. And when the air shifts, when the room feels full instead of empty, I don't panic. I don't run. I don't deny what my body already knows. I acknowledge it. Because some things don't need to be explained to be real, and some stories don't end. They simply keep going.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.